This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Mrs. R. just found out that she has to have colon surgery, and she's going to be heading down to the operating room for what may be life-saving surgery. So Mrs. R. has asked her surgeon two questions that stimulated some heated discussion among the medical students and residents. First, she asked the surgeon how many colon resections he'd done in his career. Second, she asked if he would perform the entire procedure himself, or was he going to let a resident operate on her? The medical residents felt that Mrs. R. was being far too assertive and asking too many questions that might annoy the surgeon. Their attitude was bordering on stating something like, well, she's lucky she is a surgeon willing to operate. Now she wants to know the surgeon's experience? Well, let me tell you, Mrs. R.'s questions are totally appropriate. They are well within her rights as a patient, and they are exactly what I would want to know before I had complicated surgery. The problem is that neither the surgeon nor the hospital can provide specific information on a doctor's experience. The data should be straightforward to collect, but still it's not collected, and more often than not, it's not published or made available even to the surgeon. Nonetheless, people should ask for this information, and employers and policymakers should put pressure on hospitals to collect and make available outcomes data on each and every surgeon. Mrs. R.'s second question is far more complex. In teaching hospitals, which include most of those in the area, residents and medical students play a central role in patient care. It's imperative that trainees get firsthand experience in managing sick patients. However, patients are often not told the extent of the trainee's involvement, nor are they given a choice as to how involved they wish the trainee to be in their care. Most people, in some studies as high as 90% of people, want to be asked permission to include a trainee in their care, and they want to be told exactly what the resident or medical student will be doing. The students and residents often assume that if a person comes to a teaching hospital, they somehow automatically give consent to have trainees involved. But today, more than ever before, people don't get to choose their hospital. Sometimes they end up there because the ambulance takes them. And other times they end up going to the only hospital that accepts their health insurance. Doctors fear that if the public learns, they'll choose to go to other hospitals. And some may very well do that. But if the profession is to survive and continue to be allowed to train tomorrow's doctors on today's patients, we need to come clean so that people like Mrs. R. can make an informed choice as to whether or not she wants to participate in training. Also, people need to know that when a medical student or resident is involved in patient care, they are very carefully supervised by faculty. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.